Proclamation number 6170 of 20th of January, 1955. Inner resistance obstacle to receiving the truth. My word must be received without resistance when it sounds from above in a person's heart. The slightest resistance makes the human being incapable of hearing it in its purity, for resistance signifies opposing thinking which gives my adversary the opportunity to slip in, and if he only causes resistance in the human being in order to prevent the receiving of truth, its strength will not be enough because the recipient of my word consciously unites with me and his resistance emerges more from his desire for truth. Thus he only resists when the truth appears in danger to him. Nevertheless, this resistance is not right, because a person who unites with me in order to receive my word should now also completely hand himself over to me and can be certain that I will protect him from misguided spiritual knowledge. This is why only a few people are suitable to receive my word, because most of them have knowledge which they are not willing to surrender. This is why it requires strong faith which only accepts as truth what I myself convey to earth through the working of my spirit. People who have absorbed certain knowledge which is not in harmony with the word directly spoken by me are hardly willing to accept the latter, because then they have to transform their whole way of thinking and this requires an extremely strongly developed desire for truth. It would therefore already be impossible to address these people with my direct word because their resistance would awaken again and again as soon as my word deviates from their previous knowledge and thinking. And then my adversary would always have an easy game to make people doubt. And the human being must believe that I myself speak to him and that every error is therefore excluded. Only then will it be possible to purify a completely deformed teaching again. Only then will it be possible to render the opponent of truth harmless. But the more deeply the error is already rooted in a person, the more difficult it is for him to detach himself from it, and therefore he would not be able to hear my word directly because all resistance makes such impossible. The battle between light and darkness is particularly fierce where the light wants to break through. And only a strong will turned towards me will chase away the hostile forces which come from below. But I will bless such a will and never allow it to be weakened by hostile forces. But I will also always give the human being the knowledge when he is attacked so that he will arm himself and unite with me even more intimately. But to then also be protected against all influence which comes from below. Anyone who then believes that I speak to people need not doubt the truth either. Otherwise he would also doubt my love and might which will and can certainly prevent misguided ideas from creeping in and thus endangering the truth. Yet as long as he doubts, he himself is unable to hear my voice within himself, for this absolutely requires strong faith in my love, my wisdom and my power. Then he will also know that I want to convey the truth to people, that I choose the right ways for it and that I will truly protect the person from error who offers himself to serve me and his fellow human beings. Amen.